and welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or just call in, give us questions, or maybe you would like to make a comment on some of the subjects that we are talking about by calling 740-383-9944. Like right now, we are on the air. Again, 740-383-9944. I need to share some things with you. Before I go on with the show, those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, along with you, faithful listeners, thank you for your love and thank you for your support. Excuse me, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place October 21st. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. They also have a wellness fitness campus walk area adjacent to their church. So that is also open to the public. Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939 or visit your local students' schools office to get your registration forms. Also, hats off to my colleague and friend Jeff Porter, who passed away Monday, a peaceful passing, who was a constant guest here on A Voice of a People. He is the author of a book called Expressions of the Last Days, known as our Doomsday Prophet here on WWGH. Also, don't forget to vote. Early voting has begun. You'll have to check the Board of Elections to find out open times and closing times and days that you can vote. Please do that. Please do your homework. Don't go there like I did. Early voting used to go up until the day before and stopped at 2 o'clock. But they changed that, so they're always changing things. So be on your P's and Q's. And don't forget that the ham and bean supper was canceled. That was going to be held by the Marion County Historical Society at Kingston Residence of Marion. That has been canceled. But they will be still having the meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. This event will take place Saturday, November the 4th of 2023. It begins at 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. It will be held at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio, 43356. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. I'll carry this thought over. And it is titled, Let God. Don't get too many of them like that. But we will read this again. Whether you believe in God or not is not important. Belief can be an obstacle to experience. The main thing is to keep an open mind and be willing to start the conversation. The experience of so many people is that when they engage in a mental conversation, whether it's with a question or simply sharing what is in their heart, they get a reply. This is God as a personal experience, not just a voice in your head. Not your higher self, but the presence of the source in your life. God is not a concept or a belief. You cannot have a conversation with a concept. You could not have a meaningful relationship with a belief. Worth a try. Is it worth a try? Dear God. And it starts like that. Dear God. And that's for you to pick up and have your conversation or begin your relationship with God. A great thought for today. Now I will turn my attention to my guest today, Willie Harris, who is the author of a book titled This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing. He is also the producer of Willie Harris Tap One and Now and Then with his son as well, Isaiah. And not only that, he's a stand-up comedian. I like to give him a hands up on that. He is so funny, and he really takes us to different avenues on the show. Willie, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. In other words, she's saying I be acting a fool. That's all she's trying to say in a nice type of way. Boy, I tell you, people can just stab you in the back with all kinds of things, don't they?
Well, I'm looking at him face to face. What do you say, Isaiah?
You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, as soon as I get ready to turn my back, feel them all in my back. So, how y'all doing? Everything's everything and nothing is nothing.
Hey, it ends up like that, doesn't it?
It ends up just like that.
It was nothing, just a chaff in the wind, right?
Yep. Well, in the end, everybody dies. That's pretty much how it works out.
That is the concept.
And I don't understand why, for the life of me, when a child is born, the first thing you need to say, you know you're dying.
Oh, wow.
Because it's true. And if that child understand the concept that they're dying, they realize they don't have that much time to play around as they get older and mature, provided you're giving them other tools to work
with. Right.
Now, if you're just telling them they're going, yeah, you know you're dying, and then you don't teach them anything, then they just grow up, you know, however. But if they don't have a sense of time, that's all it is. But if you teach them, look, you don't really have time to play around. Get about what God created you to be. If the parents or your people around you can teach you that. Because they may not know what to tell you. They might just look at you and say, you know what they call a ghost when he goes to the bathroom? they call it boo-boo. And so, you know, my mother used to tell me, come here, let me kiss your boo-boo. I'm confused. I mean, you know.
I told you he was a comedian. Didn't I say that? I'm like Isaiah, his son's like... Well, that's my dad. What can I do, right?
I hear this all the time. So
do you?
It's time for everyone else to go and get their part.
Everybody get a little bit of wood. But, you know, it's all good.
Amen. It is all good. What if that did happen? What if, you know, when we are born and they did tell us that, and you just came here to die?
You know.
Do what you got to do before you leave.
I remember talking about that when I was in the fourth grade, with people on the playground when we was over at Civil Street, they didn't know what I was talking about, and I didn't. I understood that. I remember having a conversation with my peers. We were just kids, and I said, you know, every time that clock ticks, we die, and you know, they was like, yeah, whatever, Willie. And he's on one of those again. Well, don't worry, that's Willie. You know. And they didn't understand it. And then you get up to this point now and people say, you know, they dying. Well, hell, everybody is. We're all dying.
Yes, getting older, brother.
We're closer to death now than was when we first walked in here.
Amen. That's so true.
So we need to be taught that so we can get on with business and stop thinking that you got time to play around and play these silly games. I had a brother tell me the other day, he said, well, you know, he said, we'll be gone, man, when that, you know, so we ain't got to worry about it. I said, man, we got kids. We got grandkids.
True.
We got cousins
great
and nieces.
Yeah.
Nieces and nephews and stuff. I don't want them with this stuff. He left behind with this nonsense. We need to correct some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The older people.
Right.
Well, people your age.
Thank you. Okay.
People that.
How can we correct it? What do you think we need to correct?
Everybody need a gun. No, I'm just kidding. Need to buy some. I don't, honey. If I had the answer, and I gave it to the world, they wouldn't believe it because they didn't believe when Jesus was here.
Amen.
And he gave the actual, supposedly the well, Jesus. If Jesus exists, then he gave the truth as they said he
right.
was. Okay, so I'm just going to go with, like you said, with the beginning, what your word of the day was, you know.
Like God.
God's not a concept or anything. He's an entity.
Belief. Yeah.
You know, and if you don't learn, you know, I thank God, one thing, our kids, we raised them in church, mm-hmm. but we didn't raise them to be in church. When our kids, when we would come out of church, what's the first thing we would ask y'all? And what all four of y'all would have to do, what? We'd start off with, okay, who want to go first? Sure. You might as well go save me because you got a turn coming.
Right, right.
You ain't going to be sinking. Mm-mm. You know, what did you get? And everybody's concept would be different.
Right. That's true.
And so we taught them, you just don't go to church and not pay attention. Right. You listen to what's being said and figure out what you're supposed to be getting out of it.
Right.
So, you know, let God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And then we go eat breakfast.
Then we go eat breakfast.
Okay.
So you feed them the word of God, then you feed them your physical life.
Right.
You know, but you got to get that spiritual thing in there first.
Yes, you do.
Because they need that. And I'm proud of the way these kids think, man. You know? I mean, to hear him pray and to know that when you have, well, I got a problem, we can talk about it and pray about it, you know? Mm-hmm. That
Amen.
Sort of thing.
Amen.
And you
That's
need...
That's priceless, though.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. You need people you can call up on the phone and say, hey, can you pray with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And we miss that. And the reason being, because people do not take God serious.
Not enough.
Because people feel they got forever.
They do.
That's because they don't know they're dying every second. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Uh-oh, there goes somebody. Get up, boy. Here he go.
Been like that.
That's crazy.
Been like that since time began. Since Adam and Eve ate that fruit. Even though he lived like 930 years, he didn't die immediately, but you
well,
know what I mean?
Now let me say this.
But
let
in
me,
that even that
let me say this
the
to
time,
that.
End time is nothing.
He didn't physically die, but God didn't say you would physically die. Did he? Did he tell Adam that you would physically die? What was that?
No, he said, you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die, right?
That's what we better look
just
up.
Took him. Well, he had to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. He had to fill the earth up with children, you know, with people.
Yeah.
And he did that. Living 930 years, shoot.
I don't know how many years, I don't know how he was calculating the years.
I think like we do now.
No.
One day at a time, 24 hours. Well, they had the sun and the moon just like we did.
Following the sun.
Yeah, but they didn't. Their days, I don't think they counted.
Just like
it
ours.
Wasn't no 360. It wasn't no 365 days because that's just stuff that we came up with.
No, not in a year. No,
they looked at how many moons. How many moons went up and down, you know, that sort of thing. They kept time different. Mm-hmm. It's not.
But the sun and the moon has been on the same course, regardless. It was already set.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true.
So even if they counted their days like one day at a time, up to 1,000, 2,000, or whatever, because you know they claimed there was at least a few million people when the flood came, at least a few million people.
I don't know how
on
all
earth.
Of them got in there, to be honest. Because
well, only eight
we
got in.
Started out there with two. We started out with two. We ended up with three. Then we ended up with two. Then Ishmael came along, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or was
he's
it?
In Genesis. Ishmael came along. Isaac. Well, Ishmael came before Isaac. And that's who this battle was going on.
Which
Ishmael
brings us
Isaac
right into
right
where
now.
We are now.
The war.
Ishmael and Isaac.
Yeah. Abraham's two sons.
Okay, the story went like this for those that don't know. See, this is another thing. Sarah was 90-something years old, and her womb was dry. I'm just going to leave it there. Now, God came to her and said, you're going to have a baby. And she's saying, I can't because my womb, I'm past that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand God can change things. So she couldn't get pregnant.
Right.
So she ended up talking to Abraham, and some kind of way in there, somebody, she either told him or he misunderstood to tell him, or somebody told him, hey, you see that girl over there? Go over there.
Sarah did. She said, I'm going to give you my handmaiden.
Hmm. See how they do you, boys? Now, let me, to the men, get closer to the mic. See how women do you? See, she brought him the sin, just like the other one brought the apple to the man. Right. We got to stop taking this stuff from women. Yeah. So, fellas, from now on, no more presents. From don't give no more presents, and we all be in the boom boom room tomorrow. That boy tickled me. He said, go down, and he said, cover the back door so nobody can get out the back and put all the women in my car. And we said, what? In that movie, if you look at it, with Eddie Murphy in it, when they Life.
Oh, okay.
When he was in prison and he was sitting there telling the story. He was in prison. He was telling the story about the boom boom room. And he was making up all this stuff. So he had these guys. He was their escape.
Right.
You know, and so he would tell it and everybody would be just having a good time. Well, the one guy that was the warden. Well, he wasn't a warden. He was just a prisoner. But, you know, they didn't give him some authority over blacks. And he was black. So he was rough on these guys. So he didn't want to hear nothing about that because he wanted these guys to suffer. But these guys, man, Eddie was telling them about the boom boom room. He was the one that showed up in the fantasy that he had created. For the guys, they was all just having a good time at the boom boom room because that's where you gamble and women was there and all kinds of dancing and speakeasy and you can speak hard.
That's a crazy movie.
That was a crazy movie. But anyhow, when that boy broke in there, that stuff tickled me because he told me, he said, go check, make sure they don't slip out the back door. He said, and put all the women folk in my car. and if you don't pay no attention, you don't know he said that.
Right, right.
Until he repeated it. And then I was like, what did he say? He said, put all the women in my car. But anyway, that was a crazy movie.
It was. I watched it one time. I thought, I'm never watching this movie again.
Well, I don't know. What did you not like about it?
I don't know. I had to watch it again.
Well, you already said you weren't going to watch it again.
Yeah, but I did. Mm. I had to because I had to find out why did I not want to watch it again.
And what did you find out? Or did you?
It was a pretty decent movie. They were so hard-headed, him and Martin. Oh, my gosh.
You know, that was supposed to be a spinoff, I think, from Harlem Nights.
Really?
We talked about that. That was like a continuation.
Because they all supposedly, what supposedly happened was they all left after the
the place got burned down. Right.
They all split the money.
Okay.
Richard took his part of the family. They went, I think they went down the States, and then Quick ended up doing his own thing and going up to towards New York.
Yeah, that's how he ended up running into.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So when he first found him, they was just two.
And Martin two didn't guys like him. Remember, he was like, because Martin wasn't into all that slick stuff.
Right.
You see? And that's what all Eddie was about, because he was still Quick.
Right.
Talking Quick and just trying to
be man.
The shyster that he was. So he got put in prison. But that's the part that lets you know that it's supposedly a spinoff, because he tells you it's a. He said, I know a lady named I don't know if he called her a real name or ends up calling her Vera, one or the other. But he ends up I know a girl named such and such that hits harder than you, and the boy hits him again and knocks him back to the ground. So,
you know something? Okay. I missed that.
I'm about to say it's subtle stuff, but
you know, yeah.
That's why you had to watch a movie more than once to get it all.
You know, that's one of the things that we do on Now and Then. I mean, and God gave us that thought process. I mean, to look at stuff from how it was then and how it is now.
Right.
But we get off a lot of time. We just enjoy having fun talking about stuff. But
yeah.
That's when you find out a lot of stuff in these movies.
We sitting there looking like, did you see that? You know, and then we'll go back and be like, oh, you know what? Now that we see that now it makes more sense.
Right.
So, like you said, I think more people should go back and watch more movies. Well, not just more movies, but watch it more than once.
Oh, yeah, because you always catch something you missed. Yeah. Always.
Well, you know, we studied. That's what we did, man, as a family.
Well, so we definitely
our family was all about that, man. I mean, we would sit around and watch a movie. And then watch the movie. We did the same thing we did with church. We get through with the movie. What do you get out of that movie? You know? Right. And then you would go to that like that. And then like, what did you get out of the movie? And people would tell you. And you, and that's when we started around. You saw that?
It got to the point to where we started, where we would like be in the middle of the movie. We'll pause it. Okay. So from here, what y'all think going to happen? So here's what we got. The plot twist.
Yeah.
And then we'll be running down the movie script.
Okay. And then we'll be like, well, yeah, but you noticed this happened. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't forget about the part in the beginning.
Yeah, and then what you realize is that everybody sees something totally different.
Right.
That's all it's about, man. I mean, it's still cool.
And you want everyone to get something different out of it, because that's what makes the movie.
I think so. Yeah. You know. And then also,
that's what teaches the lesson.
Yeah.
And that's the whole lesson that gets picked up. You know, sort of thing. And that's what you. That's kind of like why we be watching movies. I mean, I don't know what I watch movies for. I don't think it's just for the entertainment.
Not anymore.
Because I get into.
There's so many lessons and wisdom in a movie.
I like looking at the technical aspect of it, too.
Okay.
You know, how they got the lights set up and the way they move shadows and various things. That stuff is difficult, man. You have to go to photography schools to learn all that lighting and stuff, man. I mean,
I'm sure.
Have a really good person that teaches and you study it, man.
Right.
And that's what I was saying earlier. When you see people like the guy we was talking about earlier, you ain't got to mention his name, and you look at his stuff, he's got a serious crew of people that just help him.
He can afford it now.
Well,
you know,
he always was. He was never in a bad position to where he couldn't
get what he
wanted.
Right.
That complexion makes a difference.
Oh yeah, privilege.
It makes a difference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. You ever listen to Tommy Davis talk about his story? Mm-mm. It's interesting.
The actor.
I'm about to say, you just watched that too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actor Tommy Davis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching that. I watched that yesterday. The boy looked good, though.
Well, he do, considering how old he is. You know, I didn't know his age was like mine. I didn't know he was back there until he started talking about stuff.
Talking about King Martin King getting shot
and he started
and him
talking
being
about,
a kid. And I'm just like, wait a
When
minute.
He started talking about certain things he used to play with, and I'm like,
really?
Well, wait a minute. You know, so yeah, he
I never knew that either. I thought he was younger.
No, he's probably about 70.
Really?
Yeah, the stuff he was talking about.
Right, had to be.
He had to be in that time era. He had to be back in 70, because he was talking about stuff back in 73, 74.
He said that Dr. King got shot, and he was a kid when that had happened.
Yeah, we were kids.
So that's why I was like, okay. Because the first thing I had seen him on was that all-star comedy thing.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, Aries Spears and all that stuff on it. At that point, I'm thinking, you know, he's, like, young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so until I actually went back and seen.
He always looked, you know what he didn't do this time? He didn't dye his hair. Because you remember Shannon told him, he said, yo, you didn't hook up. You didn't hook up with yourself, did you? You know who Shannon is?
You need to leave that boy alone.
No.
Shannon Sharp.
Better leave him alone, because if he show up, we ain't going to have no defense.
Nah, I ain't scared of Shannon.
Okay.
Me and Shannon. Well, he did, come on then. What y'all going to do? Mm-hmm. He said, hey, buddy. He said, man, you realize you're talking to the whole team? He said, it's like 10 of them out there. He said, man, I don't care.
You talking about Shannon Sharp? He don't. He be ready to
Shannon
fight,
Sharp was a... Shannon Sharp is cool.
Okay.
And he's a brother that came out of the South. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I like about him. But another thing I like about him, he's true to who he is.
Okay.
Okay, he said, you know, he said, well, I knew there was certain things I was going to do. He said, when I first got my first money, because he played NFL.
Okay.
He said, I went and got my teeth fixed.
Okay.
He said, well, the first thing. Then he started buying a house for his mom and all that.
Right.
But he knew he needed to be able to present himself a certain way.
Amen.
And the thing is, I like that. And then, when you listen to him, he had a speech impediment. So he had to learn how to speak, which taught him how to do what he's doing now, how to interview people. And he's good at interviewing anyways. I mean, because he knows how to ask questions. So like if he know how to ask the question and based on how you start to answer, he'll change it to make it comfortable for you to answer the question to get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that Tommy Davis told him the other day. He said, you know, because he told him, he said, you know, man, he said, you have to work. This is what Shannon said. You have to work like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said, but she had the hard part. I never thought about this next line. Mm-hmm. He said she had to do everything backwards that Fred Astaire was doing forward. So she would have to know his routine and be able to reverse it in her mind and do it in heels. Backwards. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, you on that stuff.
I might be on that stuff. You
know, well, hey, I can understand. Sometimes we just be relaxed and chill, and it is cool when somebody is doing all the talking. You just chill out and just go to sleep, basically, until some cussing starts. You be like, whoa, hold up. Now we're on radio. Not yet, but we're going to be.
Amen. Well, this is live on the web. So.
Well, so we ain't cussing, so don't. Yeah. You know, but the web, you can say some stuff. You can Samuel Jackson, a few people.
And he always on a movie, isn't he? In a movie. He on a new movie now, I think, coming out.
I tell you what I want to see.
Oh, I said there, Samuel Jackson again.
I want to see that. I want to see that third trilogy of the last one of Denzel Washington, The Equalizer.
Oh,
Equalizer
3. Oh, I saw it.
The 3?
Yeah.
I want to see the last
one. It is good. It is good.
When he's sitting there talking to them guys, and them guys looking around, he said, man, y'all don't get it. And I'm trying to get y'all a break. Right. You ain't going to make it out of here. You only got 9 seconds. He said, you're not going to make it out this room, man. And the dude sitting there to my, what are you talking about? He said,
you gotta see it. Because for him to sit down and have that whole, for him to sit down and tell that man that he said, you got 9 seconds to decide your fate. And he just stopped talking to him right quick. And the man said something to him. And he told him, he said, well, your first mistake was that this man is a foot too close to me. I said, oh, no. But he told him that. I said, it's over. I said, it's over. Because it ain't but 3 of them in there.
Right,
I said, so you tell me if he get to him, the next one got the biggest. It's over.
Right,
it's over.
Right.
When he just started taking off, I said, yep. That's exactly how I thought it was going to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Another thing I like about his moves are authentic. Those moves that he uses are moves that they teach in those arts to disarm people like he did.
Okay.
I mean, so the way that he did that, you should listen how long these guys talk about how long it takes them to learn this stuff, man. I mean, they don't learn this overnight.
I'm sure.
Just like when you look at like, the Matrix, they did all 3 of those Matrix at the same time, all the trilogies.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot.
And them
work.
Guys had to learn all that karate. Mm. Him and Lauren both had to learn how Lawrence had to learn that they had to learn that stuff. And he was talking about they practiced those techniques. Not the actual fighting part. The choreographed part, they said it took them 2 months just to get the choreographed right. He said so they had to keep going over until they got it perfect. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, there you go, karate.
Yeah.
There you go, up and down, all around. There you go. That'll stop 5 or 6 people right there.
All right, cool.
But you got to get to them. She killing folk, boy. Killing me softly. Anyway.
You know what? I watched, I think it was last week we watched the Book of Eli.
Oh, yeah.
You seen that, too.
Yeah.
Where he's supposed to be blind in this whole
movie. See, they all talked. No,
he wasn't blind?
No, he wasn't blind, but he
No.
His character was not blind, but he had...
We had a huge...
Didn't we not?
We had a huge discussion about this.
His character was not blind.
Probably for like a few
But months. He had to be blind to his own sins or something to that effect. That's what he kept conveying. But I know how come you feel what you feel because of what happened in that room when he's talking to that chick.
No, it was Braille. The Bible was written in Braille.
But you know why it was written in Braille? So that one guy couldn't steal it. Remember the guy that was going around looking for it? And he had the chick. Remember she was the one that...
She laughed at him too.
Yeah, because she figured it out.
Right.
When he was reading in that room. That's why I thought you had caught. She was like, well, wait a minute. Now, remember when he sent her daughter in there?
Mm-hmm.
She was the blind one. And she realized what was going on.
Because if you think about it, just remember he was reading the book, but he was looking down reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's reading it along while he's following along with it. Like, he's not just You know, he's not just like it. He's not brailing the book. Right, he's okay, reading
like a blind person.
You know, he's holding it and he's going across
he's looking
it
down like he's reading. Okay.
Like he's okay. He's trying like he taught himself the braille in order because that was one of the last books that they had in a particular library.
Right.
Okay, before it had burnt down and the world went to where it was.
Right, which is where we are now. If you think about politically, you look at DeSantis down in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys, man, they are literally wanting to burn books that has any type of black history in it. And they're doing it. They're getting rid of these things. They're taking them out of library. They show some libraries, and these are all southern states, but the northern ones would do it too. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. And they had removed all of the books. You know, like the ones that they wanted to, they want. This is what they said for the book for Rosa Parks. Well, she was tired and wanted to sit down and there was a discussion. And so, they ended up having a discussion, but it was later out. It was later straightened out. This is how they want to now talk about that incident.
Okay, yeah.
You know, as if it didn't have any significance.
Right. Yeah, I had heard about that, how they want to. They don't want people to feel obligated to owe us an explanation for what they did or for their young children to think that they did anything wrong.
Yeah. Because they still know
about stuff.
You think about this. I don't care where you go in the world. If you take people that's been working and you say, well, what did they pay you? You say, well, we never got paid. What do you mean you never got paid? That don't make sense nowhere in the world. So you got people that work for 300, 400, 500 years for free and you benefit from it. But what used to get me is the fact that they used to sit up on the porch and talk about how lazy the slaves were. I mean, what the hell? You sitting up on a porch and a mint julep is what everybody say they were drinking. I don't even know what a mint julep is, but it sounds like something I might need to make. Is it got liquor in it?
You know yeah.
I mean? You know I'm against the alcohol, so it ain't in my glass. I know that's right.
Okay.
Well, you that was, had to throw you off there,
was
boy.
Was that a good one, Isaiah?
That was. Yeah. That's a good one for the ages. Yeah, we can keep that one. Yeah.
That was authentic. I thought it was. All right, Willie.
No, because I was just
thinking. Remember that song, Press On?
Press On? No. Yeah.
You don't remember that? No. One that
no,
Johnny
no.
Guitar Watson made that. Press On. Who made that song?
Press On or Float On?
No.
Float on, press float on.
I may be wrong.
Press on what?
Let me go to Google.
Press on. Press on.
Well, did we finish talking about Israel? Do you think they have the right? Do you think they have the right to defend themselves?
If anybody's being,
I don't even know why that's a question.
If
a lot of people saying they shouldn't.
If you slap me, I want. I'd be glad.
Okay, that's exactly what I was.
I want them to change the laws with these police officers. You know, police officers, if they rush up on you, threaten you, you should have the right to defend yourself against them too. You know, without them trying to say, "Oh well, no, I'm not attacking an officer because the officer wouldn't be in the position you placed yourself in. You placed yourself in a hostile situation,
right?
So you needed to be combated. I need to protect. And you know something? You can tell them that." Like, hey, you can't be rushing up on me, man, you know, and I'm feeling threatened, and I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah.
You got to learn, man, because, so, everybody should have the right to defend themselves, you know, you sit there and you see, I saw a clip where a white police officer was trying to arrest this black lady, and he taking bust her in the mouth and tell the man, don't you come over here, you know, you stay right there. You know, and you're going to tell a man to stay there while you're hitting his woman in the mouth as a man?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell you think that's going to work out? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I feel like they have the right to defend themselves. I mean,
if you slap me, just like in that movie that Sidney Poitier was in, I don't know what movie it was in, but there was a scene and they had written that the white guy was supposed to slap him. And he told that producer, he said, I tell you what, he said, if you want me to let that happen, then I got to be able to react the way I need to react.
Right, right.
And he said, okay, and didn't tell the actor.
Okay, sure.
He didn't tell the actor because he wanted that authentic look.
Right.
Because
he knew what was going to happen.
At that point, they were just sitting there holding their mouth. I'm like, what happened, huh?
So he slapped him. He slapped him. And when he slapped Sidney Poitier slapped him right back immediately. And he looked at him. He didn't know what to say.
Right,
and he
right.
told him, he said, you know, he said, at a different time, I'd have had you hung for that. Right. See, that's where they want to go back to.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. What's the name of that movie? They have it on all the time.
Guess mm-hmm. who's coming to dinner? No, it's not
no,
that one.
No, not that
is
one.
Is it tick? Is it the one that they made that movie? That made that.
He was a detective, policeman.
Yeah, they call me Mr. Tiggs.
Heat of the night.
Yeah, Heat that's what I was night. Thinking about.
Yeah.
That's the show right that they there. Made that they spoofed off of.
Yeah.
The heat of the night.
Well, hey. Wow, Sidney Poitier was all right though. Yeah.
Sidney Poitier made a statement one time about when he started making money, just to show you how treacherous that whole Hollywood thing is treacherous. It's demonic, really. And people that really tell the truth about it, that's why Will Smith and all them guys, you think about all the crap people get into mm-hmm. in Hollywood. You know,
oh,
and
yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a Solomon.
Even
Gabor
the way to make attitude. It, you know, the things they have to do to really make it and be famous.
Yeah. You know, a lot of crap goes
yeah. on. Yeah.
They're
selling their soul to the devil and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, that's what they said about the soggy bottom boys when they broke in there on them guys. Have you ever seen the movie Brother Wilder? You need to watch that. That's
who's in that?
George Clooney.
I thought he was in that. No, I have not seen that yet.
Is it George Clooney?
Yeah, he in it.
And they broke out of prison. And they start mimicking these other. Well, they went to this radio station, first of all. Now, could they actually sing?
Yeah.
That's what it was. So
that's
they went
the
to
problem.
They went to the radio station, right? And the guy asked him, he said, y'all don't sell
sing
none of that.
Negro spirituals.
None of them Negro spirituals. He said, no, we don't sing that. He said, because he knew he had a black guy in the band. Now, this dude was blind.
Okay.
The white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when them boys started singing, he loved what he was hearing. And he started making deals right on the phone. Oh, I got him now, boy. I got some fella. And he made these guys famous.
He said, y'all come on in here, y'all. Y'all sign.
And sign this right here, yeah. And he was blind. He was looking all up like this. He was looking crazy as hell. In other words, if you'd have seen him, you'd been laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I
got to
watch that.
But anyways, they ended up going to this church. And the dude that was running for a political office had recognized the black guy was actually supposed to be the one black guy that sold his soul. I can't think of his name right now. Y'all out in the audience, y'all know who I'm talking about. Yeah, because he was the one that they made Crossroads about.
Fiddling.
Oh, yeah. Fiddling I watched that not too long ago, Crossroads. Yeah,
because yeah? I knew it was Jack Johnson. It wasn't Jack Johnson. That's the boxer, but it was something Johnson.
So was there any truth to that
Jack,
story?
That's Joe Johnson.
Supposedly it was.
Okay.
I said Joe.
Supposedly that.
No, you're right, Jack Johnson. Yeah, that was the black boxer. Yeah.
Supposedly take that mic off so we don't forget to take that mic.
Oh yeah.
Because you done covered it up. I was gonna keep track of it while you didn't.
While
have
you could see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You thank just, you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll I'd have got home trying to take that off, and I'd be like, what is that?
God dang.
All right.
But, you know, I forgot what you were saying right before that, before the mic thing.
You're talking about Crossroads.
Yeah.
That movie Crossroads and George Clooney and that movie he was in.
If there was a movie out called Crossroads once.
I saw that.
And it talked about that same guy, Jack. His name is something Johnson.
Crossroads, yeah. That white boy, he wanted to play that guitar. He's looking for him. So aren't you him?
Well, you know, the devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind, so he was willing to make a deal. And she said, I'm serious. He came upon a boy playing a fiddler. You don't know it, son. I don't know the rest of the word. You don't remember that song either, do you?
I'll make a deal with you. Oh man. Who showed us that song? I don't even remember who showed us
that. That was a song. You know, the devil went down to Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal. Yeah,
got into it for no reason.
Made by Jack Daniels. Daniels. It wasn't Jack Daniels because it's. I'm sorry. Let me do what I was supposed to be doing. I done got off in this.
I know that I'm the best.
Yeah, we done went from. Oh. We still ain't talk much about Israel, but that's okay. We did talk about.
All I'm trying to tell you is
we went all the way back to Abraham
Israel has whatever rights they have. If somebody attacked them, they should be fighting. Who would say that you don't want to fight? Okay, anybody that don't think they're supposed to be fighting, let somebody bound you up. Bound your arms and hands up, and somebody else come up and start slapping you.
Oh, wow.
And don't give you the right to, don't let you fight yourself back or be able to protect yourself. You know, so nobody trying to hear that nonsense. You know, you're going to attack somebody and don't expect for them to retaliate. You're crazy. And they should retaliate with whatever they can. But what I'm concerned about a little bit is people ain't really watching how close. God already said once that happened, y'all got problems, because that's going to be one of the main signs in the end time.
Coming back.
When that happens, with what just happened with Israel. And these fools don't even know they're playing into it.
No.
They just woke up one day, you know what we're going to do? We're going to attack Israel.
Right.
And everybody's like, what?
I'm like, why?
Are you serious?
Why?
You know.
We don't ask that question enough. Why?
Then somebody said, well, why not?
If you answer why, maybe you can find out why not.
I think that's a question that should be asked a lot.
It should be. Why?
Jim Jones would have said, well, we're going to go over to Guyana and drink some Kool-Aid. I'm like, why?
I know that's why. We had Kool-Aid right here.
Yeah, we don't need that. Yeah, you're right, man. I think people need to ask the question.
Why? That's the main question. Why?
You know what I don't understand about Trump?
What?
And nobody never seemed to ask him that same question. How did you get to be so great? What made you? Because you didn't come from that. So when did you pick up all this greatness? How did you pick up all this knowledge? Mm-hmm. Because you didn't learn it in school because you was a poor student.
Right.
You didn't go to school, really, other than just playing around. Where'd you get all this wisdom? Mm-hmm. How are you able to outwit everybody and to feel that you have the smartest person? And where did you get this? Where did you get this? Nobody never asked this clown, how did you come to think like this, to feel that you're this great?
Right.
When you said to me, I can do all these things. I can make all this work. You know I can do it in 24
from.
Hours.
You know where that come from. Who was at the crossroads? We just got done talking about that.
That black guy was Satan. The devil.
All right.
Yeah, I can dig it.
I can dig it. There's a time for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's only one person I read in the Bible that said, I can do all these things. I can fix all these problems.
Hey.
And that was the Antichrist.
You know?
That's what I heard and that's what I saw when he ran the first time. I said, what?
He ran into that game.
Hey, Isaiah, I was working around the house and I heard this. Only I can do all these things. I said, what?
You better back that up.
Let me backtrack that. Let me hear that again. Yeah, you know, what? I know he didn't say that, but you know what? We are out of time. We got to do this again.
To the restaurant.
I love y'all coming here.
I've had a good time. Fun.
Yeah. All the way live, right? Till next time, be blessed. Over and out, Linda Sims, the voice of the people.